This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. All kinds of world records have been set in running recently. In part, that is thanks to Super Shoes. These high-tech running sneakers can help athletes go further and faster. They can also make a lot of money for the companies who sell them, the BBC's Izzy Greenfield reports.
Super Shoes. They use a new kind of technology, made with a thick foam sole and a carbon fiber-fitted plate. The plate is supposed to act as a catapult, so you get an extra boost in every step. They can make a lot of people go faster, and a lot of money for the companies who sell them. It makes sense, then, that there isn't a major brand that doesn't have at least one version of the high-tech shoe in their range.
So we went to the US very early on, and equally now we're in China and obviously all across Europe and many markets that we're adding.
That's Alex Griffin from On. They're a Swiss company who started small but are now a huge global brand and have sold over 10 million pairs of shoes worldwide. How important are Super Shoes to his brand?
There's a lot of chat about carbon plates. We have a few shoes which have it in there, but equally it's sometimes not the be-all and end-all of the innovation. I think there's other ways of creating performance in products. So some of our technology actually is hindered by a carbon plate. Sometimes it's like the secret recipe is not always involved in a carbon plate, but sometimes it obviously is. And I think going forward, that's just something we're keen to see. Is that the winning ingredient, or are there other ingredients which also help to make that super shoe, which is also, hey, back to innovation, that's the dance.
Super Shoes are a premium product. Most of them start at a minimum price of $250, so they're not for every budget in what's traditionally been viewed as a cheaper sport to participate in. Some people, including athletes, think Super Shoes are making racing too easy, and governing bodies have been keeping an eye on them too. World Athletics updated their regulations around Super Shoes in January 2022.
They've completely rewritten everything.
Kellen Taylor is a professional runner and was the first US woman to win the New York Marathon last year. And of course, she was wearing Super Shoes.
They've completely rewritten everything. If I had a choice, I think I probably would have been like, meh. Let's slow the roll a little bit, you know, and just kind of keep it honest and not have it be a race against who has the better technology. For a little while, I think that there were significant disadvantages for a few companies. People were losing races because they didn't have the technology. It wasn't because they weren't a better runner. It was because they didn't have the technology. For me, I don't like seeing that. I think that, you know, running is so pure. I think that it should be about who is the best, not necessarily who has the better tech.
It seems like the most intense rivalry in running right now isn't between the world's best runners, but what they're wearing on their feet. I'm the BBC's Izzy Greenfield for Marketplace.